假如你一路跟随我们教会主日讲台的信息
If you have been following our sermon messages,
那么你肯定清楚我们刚刚用了过去两个主日的时间一起查考了马可福音第一章以及马太福音第四章关于耶稣基督受试探的记载。
And you will know that we have studied the temptations of Jesus in the first chapter of Mark and the fourth chapter of Matthew for the past two Sundays.
三卷对观福音都清楚地记载了耶稣基督受圣灵的催逼到旷野接受撒旦的试探是紧接着在耶稣接受洗礼之后所发生的事情。
All three synoptic gospels clearly recorded that Jesus, being led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by Satan, this has taken place immediately after his baptism.
因为耶稣虚己、降卑，透过接受约翰的洗礼与罪人认同。
Because Jesus humbled and emptied himself and identified himself with sinners by John's baptism.
因而在耶稣受洗之后得到圣灵的同在以及天上父神的印证
That after being baptized the Holy Spirit came to be with him and God the Father affirmed him
原来我们查过原来耶稣接受洗礼相当于耶稣基督在地上开始他传道事工的案例礼以及就职典礼
Jesus' baptism signified his ordination and inauguration for his earthly ministry.
这个案例里乃是圣灵和父神与基督同在的明证。
The Holy Spirit and the God the Father being with Jesus was evidenced by this ordination.
我们上次提到过在旷野受试探的过程是神所高立的弥赛亚君王与这个世界的王之间第一次面对面的正面交锋
But the temptation in the wilderness was the first major clash between the God anointed messianic king and the ruler of this world
我们曾经提到过马可没有像马太、路加那样记载耶稣受试探的具体内容和过程。
As mentioned before, Mark does not present the testing of Jesus in detail as the other gospel writers did.
目的是描述耶稣所受的这次试探，只不过是面对一生当中许多试探的一次主要的交锋而已。
Mark's purpose was to present this temptation of Jesus as being the one major clash of the many that is to come.
但是我们可以有把握地说，耶稣的这次得胜就锁定了那以后将要来的最后的得胜。
But we can confidently say that through this victory, Jesus has sealed his final victory yet to come.
我们从马太福音第四章和路加福音第四章得知魔鬼用完了各样的试探就暂时离开耶稣
We know from Luke chapter 4 verse 13 that and when the devil had ended every temptation he departed from him until an opportune time
他在那里等待着下一次的时机
He waited for the next opportunity.
因为在耶稣基督整个在地上传道的过程当中，撒旦一直在等待机会，试图一次又一次的试探耶稣。
Because in Jesus Christ's whole earthly ministry, time and again, Satan had always been waiting for an opportunity to tempt Jesus again.
比如说在耶稣的传道过程当中撒旦曾经试图透过彼得来试探耶稣劝阻耶稣不要上十字架
For example, Satan through Peter once attempted to tempt Jesus not to go to Calvary
因而受到耶稣的斥责撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思
And yet Jesus rebuked in saying, Get behind me, Satan. you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men.
这样的试探一直到科西马尼园，一直在耶稣在十字架上都没有停止过。
Such temptations had never stopped up until the Garden of Gethsemane and to the point of crucifixion.
在耶稣临上十字架前，对着那些跟随他三年半的门徒说，耶稣说，我在磨难之中，常和我同在的就是你们。
Just before the crucifixion, Jesus told those disciples who were with him for the past 3.5 years, and he said to them, You are those who have stayed with me in my trials.
因此，作为跟随耶稣的门徒，我们都要保持一个非常清醒的头脑。
Therefore, as Jesus' disciples, we need to stay sober.
那就是撒旦既然连道成肉身的耶稣基督都要试探，那么他肯定不会放过我们。
That is, since even the incarnate Jesus was being tempted by Satan, then we would not be spared either.
他要试探我们，使我们怀疑神的本性，怀疑神的爱，怀疑神的计划。
He would tempt us into doubting God's nature, God's love, and God's plan.
甚至那恶者也会狡猾地引用篡改圣经的意思来试探我们。
He will even craftily distort the Bible and tempt us with it.
所以作为基督徒，我们该怎么办呢？
So how should we Christians do?
圣经清楚地教导了我们得胜的秘诀。
The Bible had taught us the secret to victory.
这个秘诀就是要紧紧地与生命的源头那棵真葡萄树连在一起。
Which is to abide to the source of life.Who is that true vine?
同时我们要遵守耶稣的命令，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
At the same time, we must obey Jesus' command to watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
因为我们的主是得胜撒旦、得胜试探的主，因此他有能力保守我们经过试探。
Because our Lord had triumphed over Satan and his temptation. Therefore, he is able to preserve us through temptations.
所以当我们遇到试探的时候，我们要有主的话在我们心里面作为我们信仰的磐石。
Therefore, when we are being tempted, we need God's word in our hearts as the rock for our foundation.
哥林多前书第十章第十三节，主的话允许我们说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开出一条路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, God's word promised us that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man.God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may able to endure it.
假如我们真的在生活当中遇见试探，只要我们肯为主的缘故忍受试探。
When we really come across temptations in life, so long as we are willing to endure the temptation,For the Lord's sake.
所谓忍受试探是什么意思啊？不是在那里苦苦的熬着。那意思是说，当我们受到试探的时候，我们存坚定忍耐的心，信靠主，不愿意屈从魔鬼的试探。
What does it mean to endure? It does not mean bearing it in suffering, but it means that during this temptation,We remain steadfast in our trust in God and not yielding to the devil's temptation.
有的时候是要受苦的。
But we do suffer at times.
我没有说不要受这个，我是说不是苦苦的，不是被动的来。
It does not mean bearing it in a negative way.
圣经说，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。 这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
The Bible tells us that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
因为复活的主耶稣在启示录第三章第五节应许我们说，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就是如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一半。
Because the resurrected Lord had promised us in saying, The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是否从主的话语当中得到了生命的鼓励呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, are you encouraged by our Lord's words?
所以当我们，我再说一遍，当我们遇见试探的时候，试探是免不了的，不过要紧紧依靠主。
Let me repeat this. When we come across temptations, because temptations are inevitable, but remember, abide in the Lord's words.
今天我们要按照马可福音的次序继续来查考马可福音第一章，就是关于耶稣开始他传道事工的记载。
Today we shall continue with our study of Mark and study chapter 1 verses 14 to 15, which is Jesus begins his ministry.
请大家一起和我翻到马可福音第一章14到15节。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 15.
马可福音第一章14到15节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 15.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
你知道吗？就是从这个时候开始，按照马可的记载，耶稣开始了他公开的传道的事工。
From this point on, according to Mark, Jesus began his public ministry.
首先我们要了解的是，圣经上的许多记载啊，尽管是上下两节经文连在一起的。
Firstly, we need to know that although there are many places in the Bible where two verses are together,
但是从人的角度上来看，时间已经经过有着相当大的间隔。
But from a human viewpoint, there has been a time gap between the two verses.
这是读圣经的人所需要知道的。
This is something that we as readers of the Bible need to know.
比如说，在马可福音第一章的十三节和十四节之间。虽然是两节连在一起的经文，但实际上经过了相当长的一段时间。
For example, in Mark chapter 1 verses 13 and 14, although these two verses are being placed together, but in reality, quite some time has already passed between these two verses.
也就是说，从耶稣接受约翰的洗礼，然后再到了犹大旷野得胜撒旦的试探之后，
Which means from the time of Jesus being baptized by John and then triumphing over Satan's temptations in the Judean wilderness.
到了十四节的记载，这中间你知道吗？时间已经过了相当长的一段时间。
Up to verse 14, there has been a long time gap.
过去多久呢？至少六个月，甚至可能将近一年的时间。
How long is this time gap? It is between 6 months to a year.
这段时间里，约翰继续的在约旦河里给人施行悔改的洗礼。
During this time gap, John the Baptist was still baptizing people, the baptism of repentance in the Jordan.
那么在这段时间里，耶稣做了一些什么样的事工呢？
Then what kind of ministry work was Jesus doing during this time?
耶稣在这段时间所做的，你知道吗？就是从约翰福音第一章到第四章 这么多的内容。
We can see this from John chapter 1 up to chapter 4.
假如按照时间的次序，在这段时间里面所发生的事情，大概是这个样子的。
If things had happened in a chronological order, things might have been like this.
第一，首先就是耶稣在接受约翰的洗礼之后，随即呼召了两个门徒来跟从他。
First, after being baptized by John the Baptist, Jesus went on to call two disciples to follow him.
这是记载在约翰福音第一章35到42节。
We can see this in John chapter 1 verses 35 to 42.
这两个人是谁呢？这两个人是曾经是施洗约翰的门徒，是约翰的儿子安德烈和他的兄弟彼得。
Who are these two disciples? These two were Andrew and his brother Peter, sons of John, and who used to be the disciples of John the Baptist.
安德烈听到了施洗约翰为耶稣所做的见证，首先认出了并承认耶稣就是弥赛亚。
Andrew heard John's witnessing of Jesus and was the first to recognize and acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah.
这是第一件事情。第二，从约翰福音第一章的43节到51节。
Second, in John chapter 1 verses 43 to 51,
第二天，耶稣带着安德烈和彼得来到了加利利。
In the next day, Jesus brought Andrew and Peter to Galilee.
耶稣在那里又呼召了两个门徒来跟随他，这两个人是腓力和拿但耶。
There Jesus called another two disciples to follow him, and they were Philip and Nathanael.
第三，我们进到了约翰福音第二章，约翰福音第二章第一到十一节。
And third, we have come to John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11.
第三天，耶稣带领门徒受邀在加利利的迦拿参加一个婚礼。
On the third day, Jesus brought his disciples to a wedding banquet in Cana of Galilee, which he was being invited to.
在那里，耶稣行了约翰福音所记载七个神迹当中的第一个神迹，变水为酒。
There he performed the first sign out of the seven signs, which was turning water to wine.
之后，在约翰福音第二章的十二节，就是一节经文。
And fourth, in John chapter 2, verse 12, in only one verse,
也之后呢，耶稣带领他的家人，圣经说耶稣带他的母亲和弟兄和门徒都下到加百农去。
The Bible tells us that Jesus brought his family and went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples.
这是什么你知道吗？耶稣搬家。
You know what this is? Jesus is moving house.
那接下来约翰福音第二章的十三节，这是第五点。约翰福音第二章十三节记载了耶稣在加百农住了一小段的时间。
And the fifth, which is in John chapter 2 verse 13, it tells us that Jesus stayed at Capernaum for a few days.
他住了不多几日，之后呢，头一次上耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
And then for the first time, Jesus went to Jerusalem for the Passover.
在那里，耶稣第一次洁净了圣殿。
And there he cleansed the temple the first time.
然后进到了在耶路撒冷的时候，进到了约翰福音第三章。约翰福音的第三章一到二十一节记载了耶稣在那里与尼哥底母谈论重生的事情，重生的问题。
And while it was in Jerusalem, the scene moves into John chapter 3, in verses 1 to 21, where it tells us that Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about regeneration.
第六，就是约翰福音第二章二十二节的记载。
The sixth point, which is in John chapter 2, verse 22,
记载了这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹大地，在那里居住施洗。
tells us that Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing.
第七, 就是约翰福音第四章一到三节的记载。
And the seventh, which is in John chapter 4, verses 1 to 3,
记载着因着犹太宗教领袖的反对，耶稣就带着门徒离开了犹大，又往加利利去。
It tells us that because of the opposition from the religious leaders, Jesus and his disciples left Judea and departed again for Galilee.
就在从耶路撒冷回加利利的路上，耶稣特别的选择了穿过撒玛利亚人的地界。
And Jesus specially chose to pass through Samaria on his way back to Galilee.
所以从约翰福音第四章的第四到四十二节记载了耶稣在撒玛利亚的水井旁与撒玛利亚妇人传讲福音。
And John chapter 4 verses 4 to 21 tells us that it is there that Jesus preached to the Samaritan woman by the well.
最后约翰福音第四章四十三节约翰记载说过了两天， 就是跟妇人谈到以后，过了两天，耶稣离开了那个地方，往加利利去。
And John chapter 4 verse 43 tells us that after his conversation with the Samaritan woman, Jesus departed for Galilee.
这中间发生了这么多的事情。
In this time has happened so much.
因此我们看到在接受约翰的洗礼之后，耶稣带领门徒实际上 在哪里啊? 在犹大地做传道的工作。
Hence we can see that after being baptized by John, Jesus in reality was also doing preaching work with his disciples in Judea.
因为那段时间，施洗的约翰还没有被下到监牢里。
Because during that time, John the Baptist was yet to be thrown into prison.
约翰 是神所预备从旧约过渡到新约承上启下的一个人物。John
was a character that God had prepared to act as a bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在耶稣开始传道的头一年的时间里面，约翰仍旧在宣讲悔改的信息，为人施洗。In
the first year of Jesus' preaching work, John was still proclaiming about repentance and baptizing people.
这段时间施洗约翰的事工与耶稣基督的事工有一定重叠的部分。There
was a certain overlap in the ministries of John the Baptist and Jesus during that time.
然而，就是当耶稣的事工开始逐渐建立起来的过程，也就是施洗约翰他的工作逐渐
But the time when Jesus' ministry began to develop was also the time that the ministry of John the Baptist began fading out.
也就是在这段时间，我们听到了施洗约翰那句非常重要的话：“他必兴旺，我必衰微。”
Which was at this time that we heard John giving this important statement, which is, "He must increase, but I must decrease."
直到约翰下到监里面，马可跟马太一样啊，马可才开始着重记载耶稣的广泛的、公开的传道事工。It
wasn't until John being thrown into prison that Mark and Matthew alike began to focus on the extensive side of Jesus' public ministry.
十二节说，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到，这是十四节，约翰下到监里面以后，耶稣来到加利利传宣传神的福音。In
verse 14 says, "Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God."
马可直接跳过了耶稣基督早期的事工。我们说过这段时间至少六到 可能接近至少六个月以上，可能接近一年的时间。以马可直接跳过耶稣基督早期的事工，从加利利开始记载起。Mark
had skipped Jesus Christ's early days of ministry, which was between 6 months to a year, and he began from Galilee.
换句话说，马可 从马可这位福音书的作者的角度来看，耶稣的正式传道事工是从他的开路先锋施洗约翰下到监里以后，监牢里以后才开始的。
In other words, from Mark's viewpoint, Jesus' real ministry work only began when his forerunner, who is John the Baptist, was being thrown into prison.
约翰下到监牢里面，以及他最后被处死，实际上是根据他作为万王之王的开路先锋的职分，完全按照神所预定的时间表来发生的。
The imprisonment and death of John the Baptist in fact happened as his heralding the King of Kings strictly according to God's divine plan and God's timetable.
你注意到没有，约翰是耶稣基督的开路先锋。
Can you see this? John was Jesus' forerunner.
没有说这个开路先锋还没过去国王就已经到了，那是开路先锋没有完成他的工作。
It doesn't make sense for the king to come without the forerunner coming.
这不是 coming, 是过去。
It makes no sense for the king to rise without the forerunner fading out.
所以当必须等到什么呢？等到开路先锋完全过去了以后，国王才到来，对吗？
Only when the forerunner has passed entirely will the king come.
所以马可的记载就是按着这个思路来记的。
Therefore Mark had went according to this order.
也就是为了这个缘故，马可没有在这里详细记载施洗约翰下监与殉道的过程。
It was also for this reason that Mark did not give details about John's imprisonment and martyrdom.
一直到什么呢？一直到马可福音的第六章，马可才用倒叙的方式将这段历史加以补充说明。
And it was only at chapter 6 that Mark gave flashbacks of this particular period of time.
我们到第六章再来查考这一段啊。
We shall study this when we come to chapter 6.
因为马可写下福音书的目的很清楚，他的目的是什么？向罗马人介绍神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Because Mark was clear in his purpose, that is to introduce to the Romans the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
约翰最后死在谁的手下？死在希律和他的妻子希罗底的手下。
And how did John die? He died in the hands of Herod and Herodias.
不过我们要稍稍说明一下，只是这里稍稍提一下，我们就过去了。希律和希罗底以为他们有权柄掌管人的生死大权。
And by the way, Herod and Herodias thought that they could control human destiny.
尤其是那些在他们的管辖区域之内敢于挑战甚至是定他们罪的犹大先知。
Especially the Jewish prophets in that area of jurisdiction who dared to challenge and condemn them.
从表面上来看，出于他们的自高与骄傲，以为他们可以随心所欲地砍了约翰的头。
On the surface, by their pride and arrogance, it seems that they thought that they were able to behead John at will.
但实际上，这个时间是神早在创世之前就已经安排好了的，那就是借着恶人的手成就他的旨意。
But this was in fact that God had arranged this time way before creation that his will shall be fulfilled by the hands of wicked men.
现在耶稣带着门徒回到了加利利。
Now Jesus brought his disciples back to Galilee.
从第一世纪犹太人的眼光来看，加利利是一个远离他们宗教与政治中心的偏远地区。
According to first century Jews,Galilee was a geographical location that was far from their religious and political center.
并且在那里，因此有许多外邦人在加利利居住。
Besides, there were also many Gentiles residing in Galilee.
因此，加利利人常被犹大地的犹太人、犹大省的犹太人所看不起。
Hence, Galileans were often looked down upon by the Judeans.
我们上次说过，加利利人在耶路撒冷的犹太人当中，甚至成了乡巴佬的同义词。
As mentioned before, to the Jews in Jerusalem, the term Galilean was even synonymous with the term country bumpkin.
那至于为耶稣为什么放弃犹大和耶路撒冷，而选择加利利作为他早期传道事工的中心呢？
Why then did Jesus give up Judea and Jerusalem and rather chose Galilee for his base for his early ministry work?
很重要也很简单的一个原因，那就是耶稣在地上的传道事工刚刚开始。
There is an important and yet simple reason for this. That is, Jesus had just begun his ministry work.
而且他有许多的真理要向世界传扬。
He had much truth to preach to the world.
他还要训练他的门徒。
He also needed to train his disciples.
因为将来在耶稣升天之后，这些人就是耶稣的门徒要承担继续传扬救赎福音的重任。
Because these disciples would take up the baton in proclaiming the gospel of Christ Jesus' redemption after Jesus' ascension.
然而更重要的是，神所预定耶稣上十字架的时间还没有到来。
But even more importantly, is that the God the Father's appointed time for Jesus' crucifixion has yet to come.
当耶稣回到加利利，开始他全面广泛传道事工的时候，
When Jesus returned to Galilee to begin his comprehensive and extensive ministry work,
他所传扬的，这里告诉我们，是神的福音。
It tells us here that he proclaimed the gospel of God.
从圣经的角度来看，福音的内容就是关于神的儿子耶稣基督救赎的信息。
From the biblical perspective, we can say that the gospel is about Lord Jesus and his salvation.
因此我们常说福音呢，乃是什么？是主耶稣基督的福音。
Hence we often say that the gospel is a gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是从救恩的起源角度来看，也就是说，设立福音的源头，这是父神自己。
But from the perspective of the source of redemptive grace, God the Father is the one who established the gospel and is the source of the gospel.
因此，这个福音也常常被称为神的福音。
Hence, this gospel is also often referred to as the gospel of God.
耶稣基督的福音是关于耶稣基督的福音，对吗？但是神的福音不等于说就是关于神的福音。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is about Jesus Christ, but the gospel of God is not just about God.
当然呢，我们可以说这福音是关于神透过他所设立的耶稣显明了他自己。
Of course, we can say that the gospel is certainly about God and about his manifestation in Christ.
不过更加确切地说，福音是什么呢？乃是神自己，来自神，关于耶稣基督救赎的福音。
But to be more accurate, the gospel is a gospel that comes from God and is about Jesus Christ.
新约圣经的许多地方都提到了神的福音这个字眼。
There are many places in the New Testament where gospel of God is being mentioned.
新约许多地方都提到了神的福音这个字眼。
There are many places in the New Testament where the term the gospel of God was mentioned.
因此当神的儿子来到地上的时候，他自我隐藏，所传扬的就是神的福音。
Hence, when the Son of God came to the earth, he hid himself and proclaimed the gospel of God.
我们从路加福音第四章14-15节得知。
We know from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 to 15,
耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到了加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方，他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。
Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all.
因此约翰马克阿瑟牧师评论说，有人说神只有一个儿子，而他就是一位传道人。
Dr. John MacArthur commented on this saying, somebody said God had only one son and he was a preacher.
神只采用一个方式，就是讲道的方式。
God had only one method and that was preaching.
使徒保罗说，宣讲十字架对那些将要灭亡的人来说是愚拙的，是愚蠢的。
As the Apostle Paul had said, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
然而，对于信靠耶稣基督而得救的人来说，十字架是神所显明救赎的大能。
But to those who are saved through trust and belief in Jesus Christ, it is the redeeming power of God.
因此，耶稣所传扬的福音信息内容是什么呢？那里说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改信福音。
Hence, what is the message that Jesus proclaimed? It is, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
我现在请你对照一下好吗？请你对照一下马太福音第一到第二节。
Now, if you will compare this with Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 2.
请你翻到马太福音第三章一到二节。
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹大的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
It says here, In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent! For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
从表面上看，似乎耶稣所传的信息与施洗约翰所传扬的信息怎么样？好像相同的哦。
On the surface, both Jesus and John the Baptist's messages seem identical.
但是我们要清楚地区分，耶稣的信息和约翰的信息是完全不同的。
But a clear distinction needs to be made between John the Baptist and Jesus.
因为我们对耶稣与约翰之间的身份、时间、地点以及信息的内容产生了混淆。
Because we are often confused over their identities, their time, their place, and their message.
我们要区分得清楚，以免对这个问题产生混淆。
We need a clear distinction in order to avoid this confusion.
That's right.施洗的约翰是犹大旷野以一个先知的声音出现的。
John the Baptist came as the prophetic voice in the wilderness of Judea.
所传扬的是悔改的信息，为的是预备人的心接受基督，就是弥赛亚。
To preach the message of repentance and to prepare the way for Christ, who is the Messiah.
耶稣，这是作为神高立的仆人来到加利利，以救赎主的身份宣讲神国度的好消息。
Jesus came as the anointed servant of God into Galilee as the Savior himself preaching the good news of the kingdom of God.
你知道吗？这是天国的国王本身对自己的百姓所发出的皇家最高贵的邀请。
Now this is a noble royal invitation towards his own people from the king himself.
耶稣向他的听众提供了一条进入他永恒国度的得救渠道。
Christ offered his hearers a way into his eternal kingdom of salvation.
只要他们愿意为自己的罪向他悔改，并信靠他就是救主与生命的主宰，就可以得享赦免与救赎的恩典。
They will receive the grace of forgiveness and redemption only if they will repent of their sin and trust in Him as Lord and Savior.
耶稣说，日期满了，神的国近。
Jesus said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.
在这里英文说的是时间已经满足了。
The English translation here is, says the time is fulfilled.
这个所谓的日期满呢，或者英文的时间满足，实际上 既不是指日期，也不是指时间。
The time is fulfilled. This is not referring to dates or time.
这个字的希腊文原文是 Kairos。Kairos 指的是什么呢？是时机。
The original Greek word Kairos means opportunity.
Good timing. Yeah, all right.就是指 在整个历史的过程当中，有一个为了某个事情或者某个事件的发生已经定好的时机。
Which means a fixed point in history for a certain event to happen.
那么从此呢，从这个时机延伸到了什么呢？就是要听到信息的人把握住时机的意思。
By way of extension, it implores the hearer to take hold or to grasp the opportunity.
或者按照保罗在加拉太书第四章第四节所说的，即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为你之所生，且生在律法之下。
Or according to the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 4, he said, But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman,Born under the law,
或者按照保罗在以弗所书第一章第十节所说的，神要按照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下的所有都在基督里同归于一。
Or again, according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth.
耶稣说，神的国近。
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is at hand.
这个时机，这个国度指的是什么呢？
And this, what does this opportunity and kingdom refer to?
这就是按照旧约但以理书所预言的，所指定所预定的神的儿子弥赛亚的救赎工作的时刻。
Which is according to Daniel chapter 9 verses 24 to 27.It refers to the time that God had appointed for His Son's messianic redemptive work.
这个近啊，希腊文的原文 engizo， 意思是已经到来或者即将到来的意思。
The term at hand in the original Greek engizo, it can be translated as it has already arrived or it is approaching.
换句话说，这是神所预备一个划时代的伟大的时刻。
In other words, this is God's great epochal moment.
旧约关于弥赛亚的应许，关于神救赎工作的应许，即将得到满足。
The promises in the Old Testament regarding the Messiah and the promises of salvation are about to be fulfilled.
这是一个犹太人，包括旧约仰望神的人们。
This is what the Jews, which includes every Old Testament person who looked up to God's salvation.
这也是包括了全世界以及今后所信靠所有信靠救恩的人们所等候所盼望救赎主的来到。
And even the entire world and every person in the future trusting in God's salvation, this is what they have been waiting and hoping for.That is the coming of a savior.
现在基督已经来了，因此你最好把握住这样的一个时机。
Now Christ has come, so you ought to grasp the opportunity.
因此，耶稣呼召凡是听到福音的人们，当悔改信福音。
Now Christ has called for every hearer of the gospel.To repent and believe in the gospel.
这里耶稣的信息包括了两个，要同时具备了两个方面，一个是悔改，一个是信福音。
And two aspects are required, which are repent and believe in the gospel.
首先，凡是希望进入神所设立国度的人们，都必须有悔改。
Firstly, every person who wishes to enter God's kingdom must repent.
所谓悔改。悔改是指着人们因着改变他们的心智而带出行为上的具体的改变。
Repent means to people changing their minds that lead to a change in behavior.
这既牵涉到一个理，这是一个理智上的决定，同时也是一个内心当中甘心乐意的行动。
It is both a rational decision and a willful act.
对于一个愿意悔改归向神的罪人来说，悔改关系到我们离开罪的部分。
For a repentant sinner, repentance knows that we turn from sin.
而所谓信福音，这是关系到我们转向信靠的是谁。
And believe in gospel highlights whom we turn to.
悔改既牵涉到离开罪，同时信靠福音牵涉到回转归向这位救赎主。
Repentance involves a turn from sin, and belief in the gospel involves a turn to the Savior.
这就如一个硬币的两面，缺一不可。
They are like two sides to the coin. One cannot do without the other.
今天这个世界上有很多奇怪的人。
There are many strange people today.
在教会里也有很多奇怪的人。
There are also many strange people in church today.
因为有许多人有悔改的心，确切的说，他们过去的许多的事情懊悔。
Today many people are repentant, almost specifically feeling remorseful over the past.
但是却没有一个信靠耶稣的心智去跟随他走十字架的道路。
Yet they never trusted in Jesus and had never followed him on the path of the cross.
哎呀，我已经悔改了，总可以了吧
？Well, I've repented. It ought to be enough.
另外一些怪人，这是理性上愿意跟随耶稣，有这么一个心智。
And there are yet some who are willing to follow Jesus in an intellectual level.
但是却不愿意悔改，仍旧想要靠自己的能力去搞定罪的问题。
And yet.They are unwilling to repent and insist on taking care of their sin issues themselves.
还有另外一些更怪的人。
There are even more stranger people.
只有一点点对自己身上的罪感到懊悔的心。
They do feel remorseful about their sin.
但是这个懊悔不足够带给他们生命上彻底的改变。
And yet it is insufficient to bring about a radical change.
而这些人同时呢，也有一点点信靠耶稣、跟随耶稣的想法。
And these people are also willing to follow Jesus.
但是却又不愿意放下世界，讲白了就是不愿意放下自己，因此也没有完全信靠福音。
And yet they are unwilling to forsake the world, or really themselves.And hence, they have not truly believed in the gospel.
我们刚才说的这几种怪人都不是真正跟随耶稣基督的门徒，就是基督徒。
These strange groups of people are not true followers of Jesus, who are Christians.
这些人是什么呢？这些人，我给他一个定义，都是在信仰的道路上半天吊的人。
They are merely hanging in the air.
有的人说你何必那么较真呢
Someone may ask, why are you so serious about this?
信耶稣是个人化的事情，只要有人自己认为他信了耶稣就可以了嘛。
Believing Jesus is personal, so long as the person thinks that he or she believes in Jesus, it should be fine.
然而你不要忘了，耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
But then Jesus said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
舍己就是悔改的表现。
Denying oneself is an expression of repentance.
背起自己的十字架跟从主就是信靠福音的具体表现。
Taking up the cross is an expression of believing in the gospel.
这两个方面。缺一不可。
One cannot do without the other.
感谢主，悔改和信福音是我们主耶稣基督亲自所传的真理的信息。
We thank God that repentance and belief in the gospel are truths that Lord Jesus Christ had personally proclaimed.
感谢主。今天属于耶稣基督的教会，包括我们教会的讲台，受耶稣基督的呼召，目的就是要忠心的传讲他所传讲的信息。
We also thank our Lord that all churches of Christ Jesus, including our church, are called to faithfully proclaim the same message that Jesus himself had proclaimed.
那就是罪人不单单要悔改，而且要信福音。
That is, sinners should repent and believe in the gospel.
福音，那就是从神赐下永恒救恩的福气。
The gospel is the good news of eternal salvation that comes from God.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，因为你的儿子耶稣基督来到世上的时候，清清楚楚地讲述了福音的内容，那就是要悔改，信福音。Father, we thank you for when your begotten Son came to this world.He proclaimed the gospel message, which is clearly involved repent and believe in gospel. 我们感谢主，今天透过圣经的真理，让我们看见悔改牵涉到了离开罪，而信福音牵涉到了我们要完全降服在耶稣基督的救恩跟主权之下。Thank you, Father, through your word, the precious word in the Bible. We understand the repentance involves away from sin, turn away, and believe in gospel that involves turn to the Savior himself, turn to his salvation and his sovereignty. 求主你帮助我们，帮助我们在座的弟兄姐妹，凡是在心里面还有疑惑的，还在挣扎的，主啊，让我们清楚的听见你的话，清楚的听见你的信息。 Father, for those they are still struggling, stillthinking about whether or not they want to follow Christ, whether or not they want to forsake sin, the sinning life. Father, help them. Help them to make the decision. Forsake themselves. Deny themselves. And take up the cross. Follow Christ every day. 我们这样的仰望你，奉告耶稣基督的名。In Jesus' name we pray.Amen.
Amen.